Parked in the ground.
That coffee ground, parked that coffee in the ground.
You grind you up your own coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And coffee meals, you
and
know.
Coffee meals.
Everybody had a coffee meal on the wall.
Would they, how would they make a coffee? They percolate it?
No, they put it in coffee pots.
Just boil it. Didn't have it like it is now.
I make mine that way now.
Oh. He still does.
I don't use it.
But I don't
like the percolation.
I don't play grounds in mine.
Talking about grinding up the corn and everything like that. When you wanted to sharpen your axe, what would you usually use to sharpen your axe? Did y'all have something you sharpen?
Yeah,
we had a file and we had a grind, what they call a grind
rock.
Big wheel made out of
stone.
Stone or something or other.
And you'd turn it?
About 3 inches wide and about that big around high. And had a square place through there. You put a square piece of wood through there. And that would hold it sturdy, you know. Bring that piece of wood out here, go out that way, on the frame line, and then put a handle to that wood went through there. And
crank it down.
And you'd turn. I've had to turn for my dad, he'd hold an axe on that ground rock and I'd have to turn it. You know, I've done that a many times.
So how did you sharpen, like a little knife? Would you use a file to sharpen
a
knife?
Well, we use that grind rock.
They didn't have files.
They didn't have files there.
When you were coming up, I guess after you got to be a young man, did you shave with one of those straight razors like they used to have?
Mm-hmm.
How did they sharpen those?
They had razor straps and a piece of leather about it. Hanging up one end of it up there and pulled the other end of that leather. And a lot of folks just turn it both sides, but I never could do this. Mm-hmm. I never did use straight razors too much. I got to use
safety razors.
But I remember my daddy used to strap them, as you call it.
You tell me about the biscuits and all your mother made. What other kinds of bread would your mother make when you were coming up?
Used to make what you call sweet bread.
Did you make the yeast bread? Some kind of light bread. But it wasn't sliced, it's just made in cakes, in loaves.
It would just have yeast in it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did it make different cornbread, different kinds of cornbread and so forth?
Yeah, they used to make what they call egg bread.
And then they had Pone's bread, you know, and just make it in
Pone. That egg bread, a ring flavor, that had a whole lot of
eggs. No, it had eggs in it.
I never did like it.
Was that a kind of cornbread? Or?
Yeah, uh-huh. Made out of meal for the egg bread.
How was the pones made up?
My mother used to make them. She'd make them out and she'd put them in, you know, just make it up, make it in pones like, and then she'd get her skillet and put two pones in that skillet. And that used to be good.
Well, a lot of folks, the best I remember, would make some of the cornbread, just mix it up like they wanted. And then just pour it in the pan and let it cook.
Man. Yeah, but these are made with pones with your hands, like with that pone.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that was the best stuff.
Did you ever see them when they made that cornbread, make it down in the ashes in the fire?
Well,
a long time ago, they had a cook on the fireplace.
And they had things in the chimney, you know, to hang your pots on for it to cook and keep cold on it. And then you'd take they had these skillets.